you remember that little saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me? That's a lie. We know it's a lie because in our own experiences, we have felt the sting or the pain of a word that has been spoken. And especially when it comes from someone that we respect or love or need encouragement from, like our moms or dads or grandparents. And today we want to ask the question, when you think about yourself, think about those in your life when you were growing up that were either a cheerleader or a coach or maybe a critic. And how did those words affect you? We're talking about the power of words, encouraging words today on Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Come on in. And we've got a powerful program, a best of from Intentional Living, because we think that what you're going to hear today can be a great encouragement to you. Love to hear your participation, though. Share the answer to that question on our comment line. Who has spoken into your life that's made a difference? 888-888-1717.
My father, when I was younger, and my three sisters, he used to tear us down with his words. And I broke the spell when I became a Christian and never did that to my children. And I praise God for that.
Life or death and the power of the tongue. You know, like me, you can probably go back to your childhood and think of someone who spoke into your life, maybe someone who encouraged you. My parents were pretty good at that. And I remember a few people in my childhood who just took a moment out of time to speak into my life, to say something that encouraged. I think I was either very blessed not to have a lot of discouragement and words coming my way, or I blocked them out. But I know for some of you, you experienced a lot of that in your growing up years. And we know there's power in that. I think of that other proverb that says a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in a beautiful setting of silver. It's a beautiful thing. And so today we want to help each of us to think more in a way of encouragement as we speak into the lives of our children and grandchildren, realizing the power of our words. And again, if you have a comment, tell us your story, give us a call. All you have to do is dial 888-888-1717 and hit the prompt for the comment line. Tell us who has spoken into your life and what difference has it made for you.
I just was listening to your broadcast just now, and one of the things I did, be an intentional parent, my children are 30 and 35. They're walking with the Lord, which is a blessing. But one of the things that I have done recently is mail them a letter to the in-law kids as well as to my own children. And I basically just told them some of the hopes and dreams that I have for them. I didn't want to live with the regret that in case I got sick or in case I was in a car accident or something, that there would have been things left that I hadn't had a chance to say. It was just a way that I could express myself and share my thoughts, my hopes, my dreams, my prayers for them. I know that my heart was shared with them. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. Boy, that's a good reminder, isn't it? Pass on generationally. Grandparents, pass it on. Pass it on. You got the time and the resources. Pass it on. Charles in Kansas, our first caller on deck here today. Charles, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I wish I wasn't following so quickly on the tail of your very wise words.
Well, listen, we live in a time, Charles, as we know, we turn on the news, it can be so disconcerting and upsetting. But I'll tell you, more than ever, I'm passionate about the fact that if we're not passing this stuff on to our kids, the things that matter in our lives, we're not passing along in terms of how we live and what matters and what the Scripture teaches, we're going to lose this generation.
That's yeah. True. I'd better stick with the things that I had mentioned to your
sure.
interviewer before I came on rather than branching out on that. I'm a retired preschool teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I was listening to your program, and I just had three thoughts. For some years, I've been working on a little book, helping kids find their dream, and talk to a lot of people. But one of the things that I heard on the radio that just kind of stood out to me is that the one thing that the overwhelming majority of very wealthy and successful businessmen had in common is that their fathers were self-employed.
Wow.
And so the one thing that you pick up from having a father self-employed is confidence.
Yeah.
Okay, and encouraging a child can just be a matter of giving him the confidence to pursue the dream or personality or spirit that God has put in him. And so that thing of encouraging can be a matter of confidence. The second thing that came back to me, I talked to 200 or 300 or 400 people about how they chose the careers that they're in. And the one thing that was a big surprise was that most of them chose very, very, very early in life, 4, 5, and 6 years old, from a person who took the time to spend time with them. And if you had a nurse that was kind to you when you were a child, you were interested in nursing. And that could be a thing that God put together. But the first thing I would say from being a retired preschool teacher is it's really surprising how early in life kids imprint or choose or are drawn to a particular course in life. And so taking time with a five-year-old can be a very wise investment. They're going to be a soak up a lot more than teenagers.
That's excellent.
My third point was, is as a preschool teacher, one of the things that we all did was we watched the kids. Before you can encourage a kid, you kind of have to watch them and know what, get an inkling of what God has put there. And then you just kind of cooperate with God. If a kid has an interest in biology and living things, and you put the scripture and everything in there, but you can't really encouraging a child if you don't know who the child is and can't see a little bit of what God's put there. And I know from personal experience that if you're trying to encourage a child, you really can't do it without the Holy Spirit helping you.
Absolutely.
And you just pray, God, how can I encourage this child in the path that you have for him? Because sometimes left to our own devices, we don't see what God's put in the child.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I think there's a couple things you said I want to just camp on for a minute here, Charles. One is, I've been teaching on what I'm calling, you know, getting mad enough to change. And I mean that in a positive way, not lashing out, but MAD, a mindset of Christ. And then for the letter A, I talk about an attitude of confidence in Christ. And I think you're absolutely right on. If we can help instill into our kids and our grandkids a sense of confidence, not just cockiness, as we often refer to it, a sense of, look at me, and I'm great, and I'm wonderful, and I'm handsome, and I'm talented, but a sense of confidence in Christ and knowing who they are, then they can withstand all the things that will discourage them. The second thing is, you talk about knowing your children. The scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go, Proverbs 22:6, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. And that picture is like a little twig, a little tree, a little seedling. When it begins to grow, it starts to grow in a certain direction. And as you watch it, that's the direction it's going. Train up a child in the way it should go. You need to know what direction is your child headed, and in terms of their skills, their talents, their gifts, why God put them on the planet. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. Like a tree, it stays that same way. It's a very good picture. We got the book done, Charles. Send it to me. I'm interested.
Hi, my name is Angie. I have a daughter who's active Army. And she's in Fort Lewis, Washington, and I intentionally support her by encouraging her and giving her the word when she's discouraged, reminding her that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. And I also send her, my husband and I send her little goodie boxes about once a month just to pick her spirits up and let her know that we're thinking about her.
That's good. Hey, listen, these are great ideas, and people are posting online as well. You can join the discussion at theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. On our website, I've posted the intentionals for encouraging your kids, your children. They're a list of the intentionals. There's always a list of 10, right? Intentionals. And in the intentionals for encouraging your kids, I start with this statement: give them a picture of the future. You can't put a puzzle together without the picture. And as you instill into your lives, your kids' lives, a sense that there is a future, help them see a picture of what God would have for them, not in all the details necessarily, but as it unfolds, to know that all these pieces are working toward a bigger picture. Number two is, remind them of their unique gifts often, often. You know, I think it's important as you get to know your children, as Charles mentioned, know them well enough that you can start to speak into their lives the things that you see, their strengths and their weaknesses. camp on those strengths and allow God to unfold for your children, whatever it is that they're being drawn into, what God would have for their life. There's two of the intentionals, the rest posted for you at theintentionallife.com. Ian, welcome to the program, my friend.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Andy.
Appreciate your call. You have a little different take on this. You weren't so encouraged early on, huh?
Well, not so much. Not the way I needed. Because my parents were very loving, and they always praised me for being so smart. You know, I liked to read a lot when I was little, and I did very well in school, in like elementary school, and they always said, "Oh, you're so smart," and that was great, and it made me feel very good. But when I got to high school and college, and things started actually becoming a challenge, you know, I kind of quit.
Why do you think you did that? Why do you think you gave up, Ian? If you had encouraging parents that you're, quote, smart, what do you think happened?
Well, I didn't really know at the time, and I think it was because I wasn't used to working very hard. You know, I was used to things coming easily to me, and I was used to understanding things the first time, and so when I actually got faced with more challenging work and more challenging concepts and things that demanded time and energy, it was more than I was accustomed to, and I kind of gave up. And
how has that impacted your life today?
Hmm?
How has it impacted you today?
Well, it's working hard is something that I'm still learning how to do now. I have a demanding job. I work with kids now, and it's a lot of work, and I have to really push myself now to work hard, to do work instead of just trying to coast. And that's one thing I learned studying psychology, is that if you teach your children and praise them for working hard, for pursuing goals, then that's what they learn how to do, you know, not just being thinkers.
Absolutely. I think that's a really important point, parents. One of the things we teach at Intentional Living, praise, yes. You know, obviously it feels good to praise your kids. Problem is, when you don't put the emphasis on their accomplishments in terms of their work and their work effort, what Ian says is important. It's much better to come to your kids, for instance, when they've done well in school and say, listen, this is a much better approach. You know, son, man, I can see you've worked so very hard on this project, and it looks like your hard work really paid off. That's different than a pat on the head and thanks for a good A, you see, because then the emphasis is on the A and not the hard work, because you're not always going to get an A in life. So I think Ian reminds us one of the good things we can do for our kids, one of the intentional things we can do for our kids, is really remind them life can be hard. And as you work hard, you're more likely to be successful at the things that matter. It's a good reminder, Ian. Thank you. If you were to develop a habit of three encouraging words every day spoken into your family, into your kids' lives, or into your marriage, that'd be over 1,000 words of encouragement in a year. How about with your health? Just imagine for a moment that you were to develop a habit, with your doctor's permission, of exercising for 30 minutes every day. Going for a walk, aerobic exercise, weightlifting, whatever it is that you're capable of doing and your doctor says is okay. But let's say just 30 minutes a day, that'd be 180 hours of exercise, building your body, building strength into your life in a year. That'd be over 60,000 calories that will have been burned, maybe much more. You know, I've always heard, and I've seen it in my own life, that it's always a little bit over an extended period of time. You save a little bit over an extended period of time, and you'll get to a place where you'll have financial freedom, or at least more peace. As I just mentioned in that clip, if you exercise, more likely you're going to get healthier over an extended period of time. It doesn't happen in one day, 2 days, sometimes even a week. It takes months and years of developing a marriage and a family and all the areas of our life. We're talking about habits in this month's featured lesson on our member exclusive site at theintentionallife.com. not only talking about it, but specifically looking at where habits come from, how they're formed, why God intends for them to be a part of our life in a positive way, and how you can develop the kind of habits in your life that will help transform those things which are most important in bringing glory to God and benefit to you. And so, members, thank you for your support. It's at our site for you this month. I hope you'll enjoy it. Share it with others. This would be a great lesson for your family to sit down and talk about it together. Share it with your pastor. Share it with others. It's our way of saying thank you and encouraging you for your ongoing support for the Ministry of Intentional Living. And you can join to be a part of it today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you just click on that little donate icon. Come and join us monthly. If you could share even a dollar a day in support of the ministry, think about that. A dollar a day over a year, a little bit over an extended period of time, will impact someone's life for Jesus Christ, someone coming to him personally, a marriage being saved, a relationship being encouraged. Again, go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. Be a part of the ministry, and thank you for your support. You can change another person's life today by doing this one thing. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. The one thing that you can do that'll make a difference is to encourage a person who's going through a tough time in their life. Something you say, sometimes just being present, maybe helping them think through a decision they need to make. It says in Proverbs 12:25 that anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. Isn't that interesting? You think about the wisdom of Scripture. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. A discouraged person is going to cross your path today. They may have a smile on their face, but you have an opportunity today to be intentional, sharing one word that will encourage them, that will remind them that they are loved by God. That's one thing you can do to be intentional.
Go to theintentionallife.com/minute to get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Hey, thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to Intentional Living. Today, we've been talking about the power of encouragement. One of the things we've tried to do as parents in our lives is to speak encouragement into our kids. And I recall when they were young, when we put them to bed at night, I tried to, not every night, but I'd try to speak individually into each of their lives. So when Evan was going to bed, I'd speak into his life, something I would see about him and his personality, his interaction with people, to say, Evan, I see God really using you in this area as you grow up. And our youngest son, Derek, his creativity, speaking into his life with creativity. And our daughter, Andrea, who is so, so focused on caring for people in need. In fact, she and her husband and our three of our grandchildren are on the mission field right now in Africa, ministering to people in need. And that's a heart that we saw in her life and encouraged her, knowing that that was how God wired her. So encourage your kids. What do you see in them that God will use in the years ahead? All right, let's get back to our callers. Bonnie's in Arizona. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. What have you learned about this, being passed on? What was passed on to you?
Well, I am 19 years old and currently love my job. And what was passed on to me was I heard someone else saying earlier how kids are imprinted when they're so young.
Right.
As far as what they want to do for a career. And I, since the age of about 5 or 6 years old, have always said I want to be a dog trainer. I want to be a dog trainer.
Oh.
And that's something that a parent could so easily kind of squash and say, well, that's nice, honey, but you should also think of another career that might make more money or that you could support kids with or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's for everyone listening who's in art and music, right?
That's right. That's for everyone listening that's in art and music and all those career choices that the world likes to tell us aren't adequate. And my mother took that and she not only said, you can be whatever you want to be, but she would supply me with books about dogs, and she would purposely do dog training classes with our family dogs that I could come and participate in because I wasn't old enough to by myself. And that did two things for me. You know, one, that showed me that I really could do whatever I set my mind to do and that nothing was too small or inadequate and that I was allowed to follow my dreams. And then two, it also, you know, it also gave me a real spirit of not having a materialistic mindset, and that's carried with me today. And, you know, I still fall into that sometimes, but I don't, you know, I don't have that mindset of it only matters how much money I make. And so that's really been neat to see play out. And I feel like God's used that to move me, into a city that is close to a church that I've been able to really become a part of. So,
well, you're 19 years old and you're doing this now. Are you doing this full time?
Yes.
Full time. And you're making a living doing it.
I sure am.
Good for you. Now, so your mom did a good job. And
she did a great job.
Now, did you start this on your own? Are you in your own business? Are you working with a company, or what are you doing?
I work with a company, so I do. I actually do bed bug detection dogs, but I get to go to work with a dog every day. And I'm not, you know, training them yet, but one day I'd love to get there. And I got there through, you know, volunteering with the police department and working with different trainers and really getting a feel for what I thought I wanted to do. And then this opportunity was placed in front of me. So,
wow, good for you. So you use a dog to find bed bugs?
Yes, we do.
So these are done. So people call you, they're concerned, and then the dog can sense that.
That's right. I work for a great company called Apex Pest Solutions here in Phoenix, Arizona, all over the state, really. And it's so much fun. I mean, it's just, I love my job, and I love going to work every day.
Interesting. So. Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, Bonnie, listen, you know, we need people in this world doing everything. Even though I never heard of a dog who can sniff out bed bugs, but...
Well, you know, and I will say, it's easy for a parent to, like I said, say, hey, you know, maybe think of a different career, because training dogs might not make very much money, or that might be too hard to do. But you know what? The whole world will tell me that. And,
right.
You know, a car payment will tell me that. And, you know, life will tell me that. But we don't need it coming from our parents. Our parents are supposed to be there to encourage us. And then the world will sort out the details.
Good for you. Well, Bonnie, I feel better about this next generation hearing calls like you. And, you know, the millennials coming up, more and more have this sense of, not about stuff, not about possessions, not about big houses. It's about, and I hope for all millennials, Christians, as you growing up as Christians, as young people in this generation, that you really do it in terms of, why am I here? What is God's purpose for my life? And whatever I'm doing, if it's training dogs, or if I'm a physician or a school teacher or a stay-at-home parent, whatever I'm doing, that I do it to glorify Him. Because ultimately, our purpose for being on this planet is to bring glory to God and enjoy His presence forever. And that's why we do it.
Are the habits shaping your life making you stronger or holding you back? In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Habits, you'll learn how to identify the habits shaping your life and intentionally replace unhealthy patterns with godly habits that lead to lasting change.
What one habit do you have right now you'd like to eliminate in your life? When we think of five essential areas of life, faith, family, health, finances, and work, and you had to pick one habit that you know is not building strength into your life, what would it be?
Create new habits this year and support intentional living with a monthly gift. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, and a huge thank you to those who have done that, are doing it, supporting the ministry, making it a habit to be a part of intentional living. You know, habits in and of themselves, we know, humanly speaking, are what separates people who tend to be successful in life from those who are not, the right kind of habits. But as followers of Christ, developing the spiritual discipline, we call it that, but it's really a spiritual habit. In other words, we develop the kind of daily, almost, we don't even think about it, it's just a part of our life that we want to bring glory to God, and in the process, we know benefit to those that we love, including ourselves, as we're obedient to His Word. And so, again, thanks to those of you standing with us in support. Our featured lesson here in February is on the topic of habits, developing habits intentionally. You can find out more about how you can join this journey, be a part of it, join men and women around the country who are getting it and sharing it with others. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717.
Hi, I'd just like to say thank you very much for your program. You're talking about how words impact our lives, and in our family, we tend to miscommunicate or not communicate at all often, and it does cause problems and stuff, and I just really appreciate the tips that you leave and the help that you give through your ministry and everything, and I continue to pray for our family, and I guess intentionally, I'm trying my best through prayer and through listening to people like you about how can I change my words so that they come out more positively instead of saying don't do this or you and things like that. So God bless. Thank you.
You know, you can do that by just making a decision to be intentional in the moment when you're ready to open your mouth and speak. Just take captive that word. Take captive that thought, the scripture says, out of obedience to Christ before you speak, and it'll change your life. You know, my dad has been in heaven 27 years, and I can still hear in my head his words of encouragement. Just little things he would say from time to time that resonate in my head, in my heart. Powerful. And so the words that you share with your kids and grandkids today will reside in their heads and their lives for a lifetime. And when they're at the end of their lives and they reflect back on their own life, your words will be there. They may even hear your voice speaking into their life. So today, as we've talked about the power of encouraging words, you can break maybe a negative cycle you experienced by making the decision to speak words of encouragement. That doesn't mean from time to time you don't need to address an issue, hold your children or grandchildren accountable, or give input. But the way we do it makes a difference. Like that little verse I quoted earlier that says, a word aptly spoken, which simply means a word at the right time, the right word at the right time, can be like apples of gold in settings of silver. Hey, I'd love to hear your comments about the power of words. Share them with us at 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. Thanks for being a part of the ministry. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.